Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time. Edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big with me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Our thoughts go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays. There's something popping up there sometime tomorrow. Of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you like that while you're over there, we greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I am at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three E's.
All right. Well, you know, it's been a while since you and I have had the opportunity to do this. Together. So what's been going on sports-wise with you? I saw your fantasy teams had big weeks. I got my ass handed to me in both leagues. So,
yeah,
and I play teams that
well, you know,
that's the worst part.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. You did not, your losses actually did not help me. So,
yeah, it didn't either.
Yeah, so hanging out in the kind of like doing our fantasy updates. Here we go. Hanging out in the auction league. It was actually, like you said, it was a really good week for me last week. 16-1. I've got to go in. I've got some days off this week. I've got to go in and check our league, see who's still playing, and put that report out there for everyone to know who the dead teams are. But, you know, like I said, 16-1. It brought me up to seventh place. I think I was down in 10th or so. But, you know, of course, the two guys ahead of me, they did not lose. And is this the one that you were in that you got? Yes, you lost 12-6 to number one. You know, the number one guy in the league is in my division. So, yeah, thanks for not beating them.
Well, you know, the sad part to that, since you brought it up already, is I was crushing him at the start of the week. For about the first 3 or 4 days, I was up big, and then I stopped hitting. So, yeah.
Yeah, well, and the way it worked out was, it's not that you stopped hitting, it's just your guys stopped hitting for the power. You know, kind of going over it. He only beat you by one run. You know, 31 runs, he had 32. Triples, you know, that's kind of a flash in the pan. That's like the bonus. Would you call that the bonus points if you get it in
your
league? Or just in general?
Yeah, if you land it.
Yeah, but like you said, the hitting, the power just disappeared with, you know, him doubling the amount of home runs. If you had seven, he had 14. So that gave him 37 RBIs. It is pretty interesting to see who did it. And, you know, this is one of those categories, Big Jack, I've got to wonder if you're going to be just as surprised that you lost in this. And maybe you can give a little breakdown. I think this is actually kind of fun looking at this, not because you lost, but it's pretty interesting because, you know, like I said, he doubled the home runs on you. And a couple of the guys, the big notorious ones, oh, good thing I'm looking in the right column. Oh, I was looking in the wrong one, Big Jack. I was looking at RBIs. It would have really blown your mind. But, you know, what stands out to me the most is Adam Duvall hit 4 last week. You know, Jake Cronenworth hit 2. Rizzo hit 2. And Mike Zunino hit 2. Is that what kind of surprised you maybe so much as Duvall and Zunino making those big crushes?
Well, you know, they're both considered home run hitters. So, you know, I'm not super surprised that they each you know, hit a home run. I'm more surprised by the fact that they hit so many. Duval was just, he went nuts against Cub pitching. So that was ridiculous. Cronenworth giving him two is kind of a bummer because he's not a big home run hitter. Just kind of like, oh, okay. Go through my, Joey Gallo doesn't hit a home run. Oh, great. Thanks, yeah. Joey. What else do you do?
Not dominated, but I think you could have gotten close to that RBI run. But this is where it kind of surprised me a little bit more. Well, not surprised me, but, Duvall had 11 RBIs last week. And like you said, I think you just answered that. He just beat up on the Cubs because this guy also has Chris Bryant on his team. And he went 1-for-18. Yeah. So, compared to Duvall's 7-for-18. So, huge difference. But then you've got his second baseman, Cesar Hernandez. Four singles, one home run. So he had a total of six hits. Oh, he had a triple in there. Jake Cronenworth hit the two home runs, had four RBIs. Rizzo, two home runs, two RBIs. But here we go, Cesar, six hits, seven RBIs. So everything he did, he was getting guys over, which is interesting because maybe that's how Cleveland's, kind of staying in the loop there. So those were kind of the bigger stats. Who hurt you the most on pitching? I can't get back to the...
good old Rodriguez only gave me four innings in his start. On the plus side, he gave me eight Ks. So that was okay. But, the injuries are piling up. I lost two relievers. I lost Rafael Dolis, and then I'm just finding out here that I have lost Jeurys Familia. So that's that's a problem there. Other than that, my pitching was actually good. His was just better.
Yeah,
anything you rack up, 51 and a third innings, that's a pretty good week. The numbers didn't associate with it. How many starters does he have? Because he almost had 60 innings.
Yeah, well, and not only that, he also has some – it's interesting to see with that many starting pitching because he did have, eight losses last week to have that many starting pitchers, but to also dominate in the save and hold column. He had five holds and five saves. And then I threw in that extra one, that extra category, and that's saves and holds. I don't know. We'll have to take either that one out or just take out the holds and saves. We'll look next year. But, that's 3 points right there. So,
beating my team in saves isn't a big deal because I believe the only closer I have is Daniel Bird. I got kind of shut out in that category when we were doing it. The other categories I expect to win, especially with the pitchers I have, I almost bank on the fact that I'm going to win strikeouts every week, and he beat me. So. For whatever reason, put up numbers. It was just kind of like, oh, okay, it's just one of those weeks, I guess. So luckily it didn't knock me out of the playoffs because this team is in front of me. So I'm still in, I think one of my fourth in this league, I think fourth or fifth. I'm in fourth place in this league. Sorry, I was making the move with my injured guy to take care of that so I don't forget. I'm still right there. It just, now I'm like, okay, great. If I actually hang on and get into the playoff, how well does that bode for me against the better teams? So,
Yeah, and, you know, I'm creeping back into the playoff position with
you know, well,
place,
you know, what
so.
Made I'm under the impression I'm playing a dead team this week, but 18th, and normally those teams are dead. So
yeah.
that may help. I may be able to get back, you know, some of the games I lost last week. But, I still have a 22.5 game in my division, so I'm in a pretty good spot.
Well, going over to the Snake League, as we call it, it's summer again, or in Canada, it's again. I'm trying to get back into 500, Big Jack. Luckily, I'm only about 10 games out of first place in my division. But, you know, where are you? Oh, you're still sitting kind of pretty in fifth place. But my week, yeah. You know, it was kind of one of those mixed things, 18-9. So I just had the better of him in certain spots. But, you know, this is another guy with tons of pitching. He kicked my ass 55 innings. He had 5 wins where I had 1. But luckily, I only lost 2 games. But, you know, that's because they don't always get the full game to lose. but, you know, my 7 saves and my holds. Oh, we didn't put that category in there. Damn, the net saves and holds. You know, for the most part, you know, where it mattered, I kind of won. But I couldn't dominate where it came to the numbers, you know, number of strikeouts. And the innings. And, of course, he had combined 8 wins and losses. I had 3. So, but, you know, sometimes in situations like that, and this is one thing I wanted to talk about, too, was knowing that I was going to lose some of these categories, Big Jack. I think this is my limited pitching staff on this team. You know, I just left it alone for the simple fact that, you know, he was going to walk more guys. He was going to give up more earned runs. You know, he was going to give up more home runs. So I had, you know, sometimes it's a strategy where I had to look at it and go, well, I have less pitching. So there's categories that I'm going to win because he just has so much more pitching, he's going to lose it regardless. So I like that. And then, it, you know, we have the hits for 9 innings and walks for 9 innings. Again, you know, another one of those where just the sheer numbers that he had compared to me, my numbers being smaller, it gave me the better percentage, I think. And I do have to know,
yeah,
Big Jack,
yeah.
this guy's name is Winker Wacker, so I kind of laughed at that one.
Oh, yes. So I'm assuming Jesse Winker is what he's talking about. But, yeah, you know, like when you go in and look at my game, I got beat 20-6, and you can clearly see where I lost. I did not win a hitting category.
Wow, I haven't seen that in a while. That's like a trophy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean that when the pitching, you know, pitching I actually control. You know, I beat him in pitching, but he just dominated me and plain and simple, just didn't hit. You know, I mean, you can go through. Nick Ahmed didn't get a hit for me. Wilson Contreras didn't get a hit for me. I had to pick up Nick Gordon due to injury. He didn't get a hit for me. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I'm trying to think who else. You throw Gregory Polanco in there. He didn't get a hit for me. So it's kind of like, oh, hey, great. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you showing up.
Yeah, well, he's like,
so,
you know, it's almost like the other team was looking at yours going, oh, you have 11 doubles? We'll just hit 2 more. Oh, we'll just hit 1 more triple.
Yeah.
We'll just get hit by the pitch one more time.
A batting average counts in this league. I hit 206.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And then, you know, just my luck, I ended up just having one of those weeks where I got beat on our defensive stat as well, fielding percentage. We at least tied in errors. So I managed not to lose that category. But, yeah, it was just total – he just totally dominated me in hitting. You know, nothing I could do about it.
Okay. Well, you know, if it makes you feel better, Big Jack, his Yahoo status is gold and you're platinum, and you have a higher winning percentage and more trophies won.
Yeah, sadly that doesn't make me feel better. But on the plus side, team does get Max Scherzer back this weekend. And the A's finally sent Jesus Luzardo down, so I don't have to deal with that BS on what they're going to do with him anymore. So that'll help this team out. Anytime you can get Max Scherzer back, that'll help your team out.
So we have, you know, one more league we share together, the one you don't like to talk about.
No, I'm not doing well in this league. I improved a little bit, but I'm still not doing well.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised. So I created the league. It's only fitting that I should be at the top, right? So I'm in second place. I'm against this dude, Darla's Dingers. Hopefully you get the reference. But, I mean, I don't know what this guy – he has Aaron Judge, Marcus Semien, Sal Perez, Brandon Lowe, Jared Walsh, Andrew McCutcheon, Nelson Cruz, which he benched this week, Rizzo and Buxton. Buxton's hurt. But does that sound like the lineup that would be just leading our league?
No, especially with Nelson Cruz on the bench because he homered today.
So, and Aaron Judge isn't even the top guy. You know, granted, and he's got a grand slam, so does Nelson Cruz as one. You know, that's kind of odd that he decided to go with Cutchin and Lowe over Nelson Cruz this week, but I'm just kind of flabbergasted that Marcus Semien's at 18 home runs right now, and so is Sal Perez.
Yeah.
And Jared Walsh.
There's a lot of surprising home run hitters that I didn't think about. But I did have an interesting thing, and I don't know if you can do that, if they allow it in this league. You know how you set it up so grand slams are more points? Would it be possible to set it up where, you know, like a solo home run is so much, and then a two-run is a little more, then a three-run is a little more, grand slam is the big prize? Do they have an option like that? I think that could be kind of interesting for next year.
I didn't see that. We'll have to actually start bothering the hell out of Yahoo Fantasy.
That's always the hardest part during the season. And then it's like, wait, we wanted to do what?
So we'll have to, you know, put that and etch it in stone somewhere. That's a good one, though. I mean, I never thought of that I don't remember seeing that because I remember telling you I was going back and forth on adding a cycle to it, and I just kind of just went against it because I wasn't sure. Even the point system, I didn't realize that when you hit a grand slam, you get the points for the grand slam and the home run. For instance, I think our grand slams are like 20 points and the home run's like 12 or something. I know I picked some random weird numbers. So you actually get 32 points a grand slam or, you know, whatever it's like.
Yeah,
so but
well,
you're right,
oddly,
though. It
like,
would be cool for solo, double.
You know, like, you're the leader in grand slams with 85, but my team, which is sitting down in 11th out of 13th, is actually tied for second with 51. So I'm doing okay with that category. I'm just not hitting enough home runs overall. So, I need to get that. You know, and I did move up from 12th to 11th, and, you know, I mean, I'm not too far behind the guy in front of me, so I have a chance to get the 10th, and there's a long way to go, so, maybe I got a chance to move up a little bit, but yeah, it's been a rough year. This is another team that, you know, for me, suffered a lot of injuries. I did realize that since we made the Mike Moustakas for Didi Gregorius trade, I don't think either guy has played, have they?
No. Nope, not at all. So that's an interesting one, too. And I think they've both been on 10 days for, like, the last 20 days.
Yeah. And I have Moustakas in this league. You know, obviously he's a home run hitter. It's no surprise he's on a team. So, you know, he's sitting on the IL here. So, you know, kind of like, oh, okay, can I, you know, can I help you with what's going on with him here? Because, you know, oh, here now, well, now they're saying Moustakas has been transferred to the 60-day IL, so that's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so.
I did not see that coming.
Yeah, yeah, it's odd because they're saying here he has renewed soreness in his heel. So now he can't come back till the end of July. So.
Wow. Well, it makes you feel better. I just lost Nick Madrigal.
Yeah. Yeah, well, he's done for the season, so.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, at least you don't have to hold a spot for him. You can just cut him. So, you know, I'm stuck here sitting with up one of my IL spots, and he's actually just been on my bench because I already had three guys on the IL. I can finally take them all. I can finally take one guy off and put him on. I've got to wait till Monday.
Yeah.
But, no, just again, one of those, you know, one of those things you with fantasy-wise, it's been a weird year injury-wise, and it's definitely an effect.
Yeah, and I've got to remember next Monday morning to go into that dead team and or the team that I took over, the control over, put Christian Yelich back in the lineup. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah, you know, you know, that's the one thing, since we only do it once a week, I have to remember. It's like, okay, I got to remember what am I doing? Who's doing
yeah.
What's going on? Well,
but I think that's why it'll be better next year to just not have any bench guys. You know, I kind of put that poll out there for everybody, and that was kind of the consensus, to not have bench players. I mean, just, you know, with the limited guys you're picking to begin with, it's trial and error, right? Can't make the best league without
it might be good to have like a one or two man bench just for injury purposes.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. But yeah, we don't need, what do we have, four this year or five this year? You know, we don't need that.
I don't remember.
No. But yeah, part is, even though I enjoy doing it, it's fun to, you know, see the guy homer and go, oh, yeah, I have him. Cool. So, you know.
Yeah. I would really like to do a strikeout league, but I don't think that one would have as much excitement. It would just be you and I.
Probably. No, that's how it always kind of works. So.
I'm like, everyone would just roll their eyes when they heard that one. Strikeout league? Serious?
Yeah. You know, and hopefully we get a few more guys next year, and we get, you know, at 20 or closer to 20. So
it takes time. I don't know. You know, it was pretty interesting, though. I felt like, and I guess that's why you have to be leery, and maybe I'll close. Well, no, I don't want to close any of. But, you know, I clearly stated everything. You know, this is going to be home run only. Not doing anything else. You know, we don't need positions. Because, you know, one guy asked, oh, what's the positions? I'm like, they're home runs. There is no positions. You know, we're not, I don't know. I felt like that would be too much to actually, you know, go around the horn and, like, you know, pick a first, second, third, short and outfield guy just specifically for home runs.
Yeah, that would make it tough. So,
you know, and then the guy was complaining the whole time. You know, I didn't understand. Like, you read it. I put exactly what's in the league. You read it. You still joined it, and then all you did was complain. So.
That's okay. I have a good one for you. Are you ready for this one?
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Fantasy in our other league, the league you're not in, the money league, we struggled last week. We actually lost all three of our games. We've had a couple bad weeks. So I set the lineup up on Monday, no deal. I go back in to check it, and we have a trade offer. All right, you ready for this trade offer? There is a guy in our league who would like to acquire Trevor Bauer. That's cool. You know, I would be willing to trade him. He decided here, Dan, that Trevor Bauer is worth David Price.
Really? So you guys were going to be granted the luxury of having David Price over Trevor Bauer?
Yes, that was the trade that I'm looking at it right now. I haven't officially rejected it yet. I wanted to talk to you about it first. Not only did he want Trevor Bauer, he wanted Trevor Bauer on a two-start week, which is huge in this league.
Oh, yeah.
So we will get rid of that. There's no one else I'm taking that. Yeah, I don't know what this idiot was thinking. You know, I mean, we have a couple bad weeks, and they think we're going to trade off our guys. We were freaking the second-best team in the league for the first, like, 5 weeks, and we hit a little bit of a rough patch. Do you think we'll fail? So.
Yeah, I had this guy who was looking, I think, mainly for pitching. Relief pitching?
Yeah.
I
tried to work out.
Oh, you did too? Well, because
yeah.
He sent me like
well,
three trades. And then, you know, the first trade, before I even looked at it, he made a similar trade to somebody else that was accepted. You know, the second one, I didn't get a chance to look at either. The third one, or maybe that was the second one, and I countered. Because I'm like, well, you're just trying to take away my guys that have holds and, you know, saves. So I was like, well, here, if you want one, you got to pay. Yeah, he didn't like that. He just rejected it. So did he not even
counter
try to negotiate?
No, you know, the first trade he sent me, I countered, and he countered me.
Okay.
You know, and he's so nice about it. He was like, hey, I see you're interested in trading. That's really cool. He goes, let's see if we can work something out. But he wasn't offering me anything. You know, it was just basic. He wanted my best relievers, but he was going to give me, like, these fourth and fifth starters. And I was like, well,
yeah,
you know, I don't have a problem making it. You know, you've got to give me something that's of equal value. You know, so again, you know, we tried again, and he sent me, I mean, and it was to be honest, it was kind of garbage. Well, it wasn't a very fair offer. So I countered with something that I thought a lot more sense, and I wanted Brandon Woodruff from him. You know, and I was going to give him a couple reliefs, was what he was looking for, and then a starter to replace Woodruff, obviously not of the same caliber. But, you know, I would give him two of my better relievers and a starter for Brandon Woodruff and one of his, you know, journeyman relievers that he kept trying to pawn off on me. Never heard from him again. So I was like, well, you know, and I know he made a ton of trades. So it's, you know, didn't have any problems finding anybody to deal with.
No, and, you know, and I'm like, I didn't even honestly have a chance to look at him. I should just do what you used to do. Just reject, you know, vote against every time someone does it. But,
yeah,
I don't know. It was kind of annoying to me.
So,
I don't even know what league that was in either.
Well, that's what I'm trying to remember. I can't remember what league it was, so I was kind of like, crap. I don't remember who was who or where it went. So, but yeah, I think he ended up making it was three or four trades to get relievers. So, I don't know if it worked out for him or not. But I sent a trade to But I'm guessing it's a dead team because I haven't got a response out of him yet. And, yeah, I see here he dropped to 17th place in the auction league, so he's probably a dead team, so that offer's not going to go anywhere.
No.
But, yeah, because at the time he was, you know, he was up in the teens. I was like, oh, okay, this guy's kind of contending for the playoffs. Let's see if he'll make a deal. Yeah, no, he's gone.
Yeah, well, you know, that's, I think sometimes the challenge with our league, you know, in the auction league. I think I'm in the auction league. You know, everyone's pretty consistent. We have one guy who hasn't logged in since April 3rd, so he's done.
Yeah,
obviously. We have another guy, the Grimlock. He hasn't logged in since May 31st. And then RIP Fernandez, who I just dominated, he hasn't logged in since the 25th of May.
See, you know what's weird is he's been in the league for a couple of years.
Yeah, I know. When you think about it, Fernandez passed him, what, 14?
Yeah.
Somewhere around there?
So, yeah, he's been in the league for – he's been in the league since then because I remember he changed his name.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, if you think about it, right now in the auction league, that's pretty good to only have three teams that aren't really playing. You know, Manny being Manny in the other league, which has kind of surprised me because I feel like he's been in it for a while. He hasn't logged in since February. But everyone else, even if they're getting their asses kicked, you know, so we have a couple guys who haven't logged in since Monday or since yesterday, but literally one, two, almost everybody is logged in today. Yeah, we have three guys who didn't log in since Saturday, and then the one dead team. So, I mean, even, you know, it's kind of cool, though, that at this point, you know, we see a lot more dead teams at this point, especially when you're down at the bottom. So it's kind of cool to see that there's still a lot of guys, you know, still trying to play. You know.
Yeah.
Points cost nothing. Points mean nothing. And I forgot that old Drew Carey show.
It was the Drew Carey show. Oh. So.
No. The stand-up one with the improv.
Oh. Whose line?
Yes. Whose line is it? Or...
Yeah, I love this game.
What did he say? You know, he'd always say something like, oh, points don't mean anything, and city of Cleveland doesn't rock.
Yeah, up or something like that. Yeah, I can't remember it. I watch it occasionally, but, well, he's not the host anymore, so...
As we totally trail off into no man's land.
It happened to us. Not that much that happens. So, but yet, are you as excited for the Juan Franco call up as everybody else?
The what? The launch of Franco call up.
The Rays call. Wander Franco, the number one prospect. Are you as excited as everybody else is?
I mean, I really don't know how to feel about it, to be honest.
Yeah,
with you.
You know, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, you know. So, yeah, you know, yeah, it's kind of like, ugh. You know, I was like, let's see what he can convert. But, you know, they've already got him in the Hall of Fame.
So, has he, you know, come up yet already, or?
Playing tonight. They called him up to play today.
Oh, okay. I mean, I've seen a little bit about it, so I just didn't really know this kid. But, you know, that's not to mention either it was an email or a a picture on Facebook or, you know, social media somewhere with Shohei Ohtani's numbers for like 5 days where it was like home run, pitched and had a glorious pitching day. Two home runs, home run. So did you get your weekly Shohei update? Because, I mean, honestly, the numbers seemed really amazing, though.
Yeah, no, you know, he had a you know, he had a very good week, and I do like the fact that he's willing to do the home run contest. You know, he came out and said that he wants to be. So, you know, I thought that was pretty cool. And he does have 23 on the year. And, again, like, I don't have anything against him, but the funny thing is I heard some guys say that he is the MVP over Vlad Jr. And then when somebody asked him why, he has to do is start pitching.
You can't do that. You can't. Well, I still think you have to wait till the end of the year for those numbers.
Yeah.
I mean, where are we at right now? What year are we in? We're in 2021.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, at this point, he's only 3-1. I mean, if Shohei gets 18, 20, 23, oh, yeah. I don't think you could say no. If he continues at the rate he is with hitting and he gets 18 wins or more with a significant difference in the losses, I think you're, you know, it's hands down. I mean, if Shohei was down to two, let's just say a two average or a two ERA with 19 wins, where are we looking at? Oh, wow, he's already has 73 strikeouts, you know, upwards of 200 strikeouts, plus still hitting. I think he just, it's unanimous to be for the MVP vote.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you got to remember, though, you know, Vlad is dominating as well. You know, he's tied big league in home runs. He's leading baseball in, I believe, average, or if not, I think he's leading the league. So, you know, I mean, he's having a great – actually, he's second in the American League. But, yeah, I mean, he's having an outstanding year, and I believe you can – kind of, well, here you go. He's leading in RBIs as well. So he's leading in two out of the three Triple Crown categories, which I understand don't mean anything to anybody anymore because I wore Miggy's shirt to the gym this week and some guy asked who Miggy was. So that was quite interesting.
Oh, man.
I also believe that the Blue Jays are contending while the Angels are in, yeah. So, well, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, there's a long way to go. Both 500. The seven out, the Angels are eight out, but obviously have a much tougher division than the Angels do. So the fact that the Angels aren't fourth is really kind of a joke because they're supposed to be better than Seattle or Oakland. But, you know, we'll see.
Yeah,
there's
they're
still a long way to go.
Similar position.
Yeah, there's still a long way to go. We'll see how it shakes out. But, yeah, you know, just the guy's reasoning behind, well, you know, Vlad's got a pitch. No, he doesn't. He's the best player in the game. You know, Ohtani may be the best player, but Vlad's the best player. You know, and I fully expect Ohtani in because, you know, the media will, you know, likes to jerk off to him. So, you know, he'll win the award if he doesn't deserve it. But that's nothing new with these awards. They get it right.
Well, and, you know, I didn't realize this, Big Jack, but, you know, they're avoiding arbitration. I got to go to the other website. But he's only owed $5.5 million for 2022, Shohei Ohtani is.
Oh, and, yeah, well, remember, he signed – deal because of the setup, his because of the way he came over.
Yeah, so I mean that it makes it that I'm not forgetting about that part. I just where I was going to go with that is Oh, never mind. He's arbitration three. That's why you got to go over to good old Spot Track to double check, because I was going to say, what the hell are the Angels going to do after next season when they pay him $5.5 million and the Yankees come knocking on his door offering him, you know, a gazillion dollars
yeah.
a year?
Well, you know,
so
the Angels can throw big money. So.
Yeah. I mean, they have 2023 is arbitration three. So, and then he's a, you know, unrestricted free agent in 24. So the Angels, you know, I think if they're going to do something, they better get their stuff together and do it now. I mean, yeah, I know it's a pain with Mike Trout being down with a calf injury for as long as he's been. But, I mean, you know, it's not just Trout and Ohtani. There's a whole team behind them. They got to get their shit together.
Right.
And, you know, really make some move. Because if Ohtani's going to continue to perform at this level, you know, healing from the injury with the Tommy John over the next two seasons, if they don't really get past that number four slot, I'm Shohei Ohtani and I'm his manager. I'm like, hey, what are you here for? Are you here for the money or do you want the ring? Because we better start shopping.
Yeah. All right, well, here is my question for you, Dan. This guy back IL again today. Is it time for us to start looking at Byron Buxton as a bust? All right, he's 27 years old this year. He's only played in more than 92 games in one season because of injury. He's a career 247 hitter, but that's including the fact that he's hitting 369 this year. You know, obviously he's a top-notch defender, but he can't stay on the field, Dan. I mean, how much longer do you try to ride it out with this guy? I mean, I get that he was the number one prospect for like 3 years, but apparently he didn't get injured in the minors. You know, I'm looking at this guy. He's just a complete bust in my eyes. So where are you at?
I think he's definitely on that path of just being a bust.
You know, in all honesty, this is one of those things that seems to me like, you know, he's a free agent in 2 years. This is one of those things where the Twins decide, well, you know, we're not going to pay you because you can't stay healthy. He goes someplace else and stays healthy. So, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's just crazy when you look at it, because I mean, obviously, when he's healthy and you see him play, you can see there's talent there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's definitely taken him a while to adjust to major league pitching, but at least he had been improving. You know, this year he was super hot and just hitting bombs right and left until he got hurt. Then even in the game he came back this week, he hit a home run, and then he got hurt. But, I mean, he's only played in 27 games this year. So, you know, if you're wondering why the Twins are having problems, there's one of the reasons to start looking at it there. You know, this guy can't stay on the damn field. So, yeah, and then I had another one here, Dan. I want to run by. Yeah, I want to get the stats up here first because our friend with Mr. Fantasy was very high on this player. So we did land him in our money league because he wanted him. He was convinced that, you know, this was a great pick. And fortunately for us, he is season. So if I can remember how to spell him, I could probably find him. But what I'm talking about, I believe, how do they pronounce it? Is it Edbert Mondesi or Adalberto Mondesi? I was a Kansas City Royal.
Yeah,
there he is. I finally found the player. Junior. Now, you know, in his case, well, he's 25. All right, but you know, I mean, we're looking at a kid, and I know he's kind of bounced around, you know, up and down a little bit, but the most games he's ever played in is 102. It was another case this year, Dan. He's a career 254 hitter, but he's hitting 361 this year. You know, obviously he's a stolen base threat. You know, he's had 32, 43, and 24 in the last 3 years. But he's only managed to stay on the field this season for 10 games. You know, is this a case of LeBron James blaming the shortened off season, even though baseball didn't have it, for all these injuries?
Is Adalberto blaming anybody, or it's just it is what it is?
Yeah, you know, I haven't heard either of these guys say a word. So, you know, it just, you know, I mean, could they really have had a luck? You know, people who are injury prone or not baseball players generally put that line of work when you can't help. But I get it. 25, well, months. You know, I get you don't want to give up on a guy. Let's face it, he's not helping the organization. You know, and they do have Bob Jr. in the pipeline, who's looking more and more ready to come up and be the everyday shortstop.
Do you think it's a thing? You know, obviously the injury bug you can't help, but just to have the Royals don't know what to do with a speedy guy.
Yes.
I was gonna say they started with Billy Hamilton, but he started with the Reds.
You know, they have Whit Merrifield, and he seems to be okay.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. I was grabbing for straws, Jack. I couldn't think of anything. I was trying to make a thing with Billy Hamilton, but, you know, he came over there as a free agent.
Yeah, he was a Red, so, you know, and now he's a White Sox. I also believe he's hurt. So, you know.
Oh, surprise. I don't know. It's kind of hard. Because it was one of those things, I think, you know, when we first seen him come up in the majors, it was like, oh, okay, I remember his dad, this kid's fast. He's going to make a great addition, especially playing that middle infield spot.
You know, and I mean, he looked like it. You know, again, still he couldn't stay on the field. So, you know, it's just one of those things. So, but yeah, it just, you know, and again, I mean, as young as these guys are, it's just so hard to, you know, kind of like cast them off or anything like that. But, you know, it just makes you wonder ever get anything out of them. We did have one final early, Dan. I don't know if you saw any of this game. The Reds, very nice comeback on the Queens. We mentioned a little earlier, I believe, I want to double check the box here, but I believe it was Hansel Robles who blew the game for the Twins this time. They've had a bevy of relievers do that for them so far this year, so you never quite know which one is going to go in and explode. But yeah, the Reds came back to win 10-7. So, you know, a big win there, and I can tell you in a minute here, Yes, it was Hansel Robles who came rolling out of the bullpen. Alex Colomé did help, but Hansel Robles managed to do the most of it. Pitched an inning, gave up a couple hits, and gave up three runs, which was plenty for them to lose the game. So, Dan, what the hell happened to the Twins? You know, I mean, they were a trendy pick. They're 31-42.
I don't know. The Twins just never seemed to have it. I mean, when was the last time they were really, I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is, competitive? Was it the 90s? Kirby Puckett was there? And Tom Knobloch?
They haven't been a playoff team in the last few years.
Yeah. Yeah, but they've never really seemed to be like a threat. You know, it's like, oh, the Twins made it, good for them. And now to the Yankees and Astros. Yeah.
Well, you know, I did see something like the Yankees have beaten the Twins like 27 out of the past 28 games or something just absurd like that. So for whatever reason, they just can't get by the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I mean, I guess the bigger question is what this leads to, Dan, is, you know, after everything they did this offseason, do they sell? You know, is it time to start selling?
I think so. I don't want to even go with Jake Odorizzi yet. You know, he did get hurt, so he's still trying to bounce back. But, you know, they didn't keep guys.
Odorizzi is decent, so don't go with him.
Huh? Well, you know what I mean.
Odorizzi is in Houston, so don't go with him. Go with somebody from
I've got him.
That...
No, I know. Well, that's what I meant. They didn't keep a key guy. You know, he may not have been 20-game winner or Cy Young Award winner, but they moved away from a solid pitcher. So when you start making those moves, isn't that what kind of hurts you?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess at the, you know, because I mean, they did bring in, you know, like, you know, J.A. Hopp to try to help fill the role, and Mike Pineda was back and healthy, so but I don't remember what Odorizzi wanted. I'm sure brought him in, but I mean, they have some interesting names, like, you know, Nelly Cruz is just your deal. So is Andrelton Simmons.
Yeah,
you know, I mentioned Pineda. Suppose like Colomé and Robles, but with the struggles they have, and I doubt anybody's going to be interested. You know, Cruz has had a boatload of success there. Is it possible they move him to, you know, I mean, he would be a big player in the right lineup for a playoff run, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah. You know, like the Mets. Just kidding on that one.
Well, that's the outfield then.
Yeah. No, it was, do you remember, that's where he went from Seattle. That was just a bad joke. So, no, I think it would be a big move for them to be able to get rid of him. You know, you've got to start somewhere. Sometimes you got to start over. And I don't think they have to completely start over, but I feel like they're just missing pieces. I don't know what it is.
And you do have to wonder here, Dan, if they actually make a big move and possibly deal a guy like Jose Berrios, who has, you know, number one starter written all over him. He does have one more year of control after this. So there's a lot of value there. They could probably bring back a really new package. Do they need to go that far, or can they save this? You know, maybe not this year, but next year.
Yeah, I think they need to start making the moves. And I don't mean to be like, oh, they need to do what the White Sox did. But Rick Hahn was pretty good with his negotiating and getting the guys that he wanted in return for what he was giving up. So, you know, if you kind of look at that in that sense, I think they could be able to do that. And maybe with Cruz and Berrios, maybe a little bit of a quicker pace.
Yeah, because, you know, there has been a, you know, I read a few things here and there that the Dodgers have shown interest in Berrios, and obviously we know for however it works out, the Dodgers have minor leaguers, and they have solid minor leaguers. They have a really good system. You know, that could be an interesting start for the Twins there. You know, Berrios for, you know, two, three prospects, you know, really good prospects.
I mean, that would be just lights out for the Dodgers if they added him to their rotation.
Oh, God, yeah. You know, I mean, that's insane if you know, Bauer, Buehler, Urias, and then Berrios. Yeah. sign me up to watch that.
So, I mean, you know, like you said, you never can, you know, you can't always predict it, but, I mean, for the Twins, it would make sense because, you know, you'd get some quality players out of L.A. And not only that, you wouldn't have to see these guys come back and beat up on you.
Yeah, that, you know, that would be a big, you know, another big plus. You wouldn't have to face them to be in the other league. You know, and the Dodgers could pay them. So, you know, I mean, it seems to make a lot of sense. You know, I mean, and and I'm sure we'll hear the other things that, you know, the boss that are always kind of in on whoever's making a deal. Well, yeah, I just wonder if it's time for to start looking that way and trying to figure out what to do and what the hell happened. You know,
now,
no injuries probably, but everybody's got injuries.
Yeah, and you know, kind of what you're describing. I know you're not a believer in the teardowns and all that, but you know, you recognize there's got to be a time where you have to start making some moves. If you remember and I think it's just kind of a oddity how it just fell. You know, MLB Network was pretty new at the time, and when MLB Network came around, you know, shortly after that, you remember when Baltimore had a team that we thought was going to win, maybe not multiple, but a World Series here and there and really compete in the East. But before they even had an opportunity to completely fail, you know, the talking heads were already, like, this team needs to be rebuilt. They need to tear it down. They need to get rid of Manny and the entire roster. But, you know, which obviously eventually happened over time. But do you think it's kind of in that same realm, or do you think the Twins are past that point where they really need to start doing something? And I bring that up because I know that one drove you nuts the most. It was like 3 years, and Baltimore was still kind of in there. They had a quality batting lineup, and they had quality pitching. They just had that injuries and couldn't get past, you know, the Yankees or the Red Sox or Tampa, for that matter.
Well,
are you kind of feeling
the
Twins are in that same spot?
Yeah, you know, it's a little tougher with them because they have guys like Donaldson and Sano, you know, Polanco, who are signed to longer-term deals as fielders, and then they have multiple pitchers with multiple years as well. So they're in kind of an in-between spot,
mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if they could completely tear down and rebuild. But, you know, if you were to deal a guy like Berrios prospects, it could be a quick turnaround. So, you know, and unfortunately we're out of time already, Dan. That went really quick. So,
Horsehamradio.com.